You know what the word resolve means? Resolve means to decide firmly on a course of action. Daniel resolved not to defile himself.
This is Straight Talk.
You're listening to Straight Talk Radio. I'm your host, Joshua Halleck. I'm here in the studio with author and senior pastor Mark Job from New Life Community Church. Pastor Mark, this new series called Allegiance takes us through the first half of the book of Daniel. What a powerful, powerful narrative written through this incredible story, just life-changing when you apply it to your life. And today we're starting off this series in Daniel chapter 1, and you've titled this The Power of Resolve. And we see Daniel throughout the book becoming very influential, impacting the world, in fact, history now, because we're reading this thousands of years later. And it all started with some secret thing called resolve.
Yeah, you know, what I love about Daniel, the book of Daniel, is here's a young person. Many people believe he was only maybe 15 or 16 years old. He's living in a mega pagan society, but yet he doesn't lose his spiritual compass. He makes a resolve at the beginning. He resolved, it tells us in Scripture, not to defile himself. It's powerful.
And he had every reason, too. You know, there was his temple was destroyed. He was away from his home. He was under the rule of another authority. It could have been very easy to go ahead and go along.
Absolutely. It reminds me of an 18-year-old kid that goes away to college. His parents are no longer there. The frat boys are going to town. It's party time. No one's going to see him. And a lot of our young people, they get lost in the party life during the college years. Daniel is in this pagan party environment, yet he makes a resolve, I will not defile myself. There's power in this thing that we call resolve.
And God honors that. It's amazing to see how God shows up and doesn't let him down when he steps up. Well, this is Daniel chapter 1. This is a series called Allegiance, and we're going to look at the power of resolve. Let's get right into the message.
We're starting a new series today called Allegiance, Kingdom Living in a Foreign Land. And today I want to talk to you on this first message about the power of resolve. When I hear the word allegiance, the very first image that comes to my mind is the Pledge of Allegiance. I grew up in Spain, as some of you know, but when I was in fourth grade, my parents came back to the U.S., and I spent 1 year in an American school at fourth grade. And the first day of class, all the children showed up, and the teacher said, "Let us stand, students," and all the children stood, and we faced an American flag, and the teacher said, "Let's say the Pledge of Allegiance." I'd never seen that. I didn't know the Pledge of Allegiance. I had to learn it. And every student put their hand over their heart and they said those familiar words that so many of you have repeated as a child. I pledge allegiance to the flag, come on, you know it, of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And then the children would sit down. This is a unique thing that Americans do. It's a pledge of allegiance to what our flag stands for. And I looked up the word allegiance again. And the word allegiance means when you say, "I pledge allegiance," you are saying, "I promise loyalty and commitment to an individual, a group, or a cause." I was interested and I looked up the history of the Pledge of Allegiance and found out that it was actually written by a Baptist minister in 1892 to boost patriotism in America when American patriotism was at an all-time low. And so there was a movement to put flags in every small school and to have the children recite this Pledge of Allegiance to boost their understanding and commitment to our country and what this country stands for. But this series is not about allegiance to a flag. This series is about allegiance to something bigger than a flag, and it's allegiance to God. You see, all of us as Christians or believers, we live in a foreign land, in a country that's not our own. Oh, we may be Americans by citizenship, but we have an allegiance to something that's greater than America. We have an allegiance to God. And even if our culture changes in this country, our allegiance to God and who He stands for needs to remain stronger than any allegiance that we could ever see. And so the book of Daniel really talks to us about what it means to be strong in a culture that is not always sympathetic or friendly. Let's be honest, folks. Most of us live in neighborhoods or work at jobs or go to schools that aren't necessarily sympathetic to Christian values. How about it? In fact, I would venture to say that if you are living for God and embracing the values of Jesus Christ, that you are going to be considered at one time or another a little bit of an oddball at your job, at your school, at your work. That you're going to be living in a way that other people look and don't quite understand. That if you really, really choose to live for God and have an allegiance to the kingdom, that you will be more and more not mainstream, but you will be marginalized stream. That you will be less and less in the center of everything and more at the edges of things. Because the culture that we have chosen to follow is a kingdom culture. And oftentimes that kingdom culture clashes with the culture in which we live. And that's what the book of Daniel is all about. It's about a man who finds himself in an anti-God of the Bible culture, but yet he doesn't lose his convictions and lives strong in a society, in a culture that does not embrace his values. And so I want you to look in your Bibles to Daniel chapter 1. I want to begin reading just one verse out of Daniel chapter 1, which I think is the key verse in all of this first chapter. It's talking about Daniel. And in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8 it says, "But Daniel resolved..." Literally, it says, "resolved in his heart not to defile himself with the royal food and wine. And he asked the chief official to permissions not to defile himself this way." I love this word. And Daniel resolved in his heart not to defile himself. You know what the word resolved means? Resolve means to decide firmly on a course of action, to determine, to decide, to make up one's mind, determination to do something. Resolve has the idea of elements of conviction, focus, goal, strong decision. You know, what's amazing about this story is that if you read the background a little bit of Daniel, you'll discover that Daniel was probably no more than 15 or 16 years old at the time. Here's a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old that is living the worst scenario that any 15 or 16-year-old could live. He's actually being captured from his house because the Babylonian Empire had overcome Judah. Judah had aligned itself with the Egyptians, and the Babylonians had come against the Egyptians. They had ransacked Judah, and they had taken captives, not entire population, but the young men with the greatest potential. They had taken them as captives. Many of them were 15, 16, 17 years old. Daniel is living in a time where the temple of the God he worships, the God of the Bible, has been ransacked. The gold has been taken. He's been taken hundreds of miles away to live at a different place, a different country, a different culture, different society, and yet he makes a resolution in his mind. He resolves in his heart, although life is bad, injustice is here, oppression is all around me, I will not defile myself. I have chosen to follow God. And I want to talk to you a little bit about that because I think we can learn some things from Daniel. And so I believe that a strong resolve or a decision gives you four advantages. And I want to talk to you about the four advantages of a strong decision. In fact, I am convinced here this morning that there are some of you here, some of you are teenagers, and some of you have long since been teenagers. But some of you here need to make a choice today and decide, make a resolute decision not to defile yourself. In fact, my goal is that some of you, before you leave this place, will make a decision. Do you resolve in your mind where the line is, what line you will not cross, and make a decision before God? I believe when you make a strong decision, there are four things that happen with a strong decision, four advantages that you have. Number one, write these down if you're taking notes. Number one, a resolve prepares you to resist enculturation. Notice what happens to Daniel. He's taken along with several of his friends hundreds of miles away. And in verse 3 it says, then the king ordered Ashpenaz, chief court official, to bring into the king's service some of the Israelites from the royal family and nobility. Young men without any physical defect, handsome, showing the aptitude for every kind of learning, well-informed, quick to understand, and qualified to serve in the king's palace. So they chose the men that they thought had the greatest potential, took them captive in order to enculturate them into a new culture so they would serve the Babylonians. And this is what they did. He was in charge of teaching these young men the language and the literature of the Babylonians. They were to assign them food, Babylonian food, from the king's table, and they were to be trained for 3 years in the Babylonian ways, and then they would enter into the king's service. And before they did anything, they took these men and they changed their names. So Daniel was no longer Daniel. His name was to be called Belshazzar. Hananiah, they changed his name to Shadrach. Mishael, they changed his name to Meshach. And Azariah, they changed his name to Abednego. Here's what I want you to understand from this. The world tries to change us and enculturate us to live comfortably in the culture that's around us. And the only way they can do that is to try to change your identity so your identity becomes the identity of the world around you. Are you tracking with me?
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Job in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled The Power of Resolve, which is from our brand new series called Allegiance, Kingdom Living in a Foreign Land. After the broadcast, I'll tell you more about how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as give you information regarding Pastor Mark's ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We are in the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verses 1 through 21. Our message, the power of resolve.
There are some of you kids, for example, here, that unless you make a resolve, you're going to go off to college. Say goodbye to your weeping mother, have your books, move into a dorm. And as soon as you're out of your house, you're going to have to decide, was the faith and values that I was raised with, are those my faith and values, or is that my parents' faith and values? Because it's the faith and value of your parents, then as soon as you're out of your parents' household, you're going to live like everybody else lives. If it's your values and your faith, then you will take your faith with you wherever you go. Are you with me? There are some of you that are moving from junior high to high school. If you have not made a clear decision to follow Christ yourself, when you go into high school, you will become what every other high school is. You will adopt the peer pressure of the high school students around you unless you determine, this is my faith, these are my values, this is my decision. In other words, you have to make a resolve. Daniel, they were trying to change his name. His name actually honored God, but his new name dishonored God. I believe that what the world is trying to do and what the world will try to do to you, it will try to rob your identity, your God-given identity, and cause your identity and give you a new identity, an identity that's like all the world around you. If you're going to stand different in a culture that's pressuring you, you have to know who you are. If you're a believer of Jesus Christ, you're not just a high school student, you're first of all a follower of Jesus. You're not just a college student, you're first of all a follower of Jesus. You're not just a worker at your job, you're first of all a follower of Jesus. And you need to know who you are, because I believe that everyone who chooses to follow Jesus, their faith will be tested. What a resolve does is a resolve helps you fight this enculturation. Listen, when you go to work, you finally get that job. The first couple months at your job, things are going well. They're paying you what you wanted. Finally, you get the benefits that you've been really looking for. You like the environment that you're working for. And then your boss tells you, hey, tell the person when they call that I'm not in. And you figure that's a small request. He asked me, he's my boss. And you have to decide at that moment, do I lie for someone because they're my boss? Or do I know who I am as a Christian and I say, you know what, I'm a Christian. My boss may have given me my job, but my Savior has given me my life. And my allegiance is to my Savior above my boss. Are you going to put your hand over the phone and say, excuse me, sir, I don't lie for anybody? That's where the test comes in. I'm talking about your culture, your values will be tested. You go to high school, and every single person in high school is cheating on the test. They know how to do it. They're passing the test around. Someone got a hold of the test before, and they email you a file of the test so that you have it in advance. Everybody's getting a B+ or an A, and you have to decide, hold on, am I going to follow that, or am I going to say, no, sorry, I don't cheat because my allegiance belongs to someone higher and greater than who I am? That's the testing, enculturation. And unless you know who you are, you will become like everybody else. Unless you know where you stand, then you will follow into what is culturally and normally accepted by the culture that's around you. The only way that you can resist and withstand giving into culture is if you are clear and strong about the identity of who you are, and your identity as a believer of Christ is greater than the identity of your culture. I know I'm talking to someone here today. Number two, a resolve empowers you to overcome testing. You see, Daniel, it says in verse 8, resolved not to defile himself with the royal food and wine, and he asked the chief officials for permission not to defile himself in this way. So, you say, well, what was the big deal about Daniel eating the food that was given to him? Well, there were two problems with eating the food that defiled Daniel's conscience. Number one, the food wasn't kosher according to the laws of the Old Testament, and Daniel was Jewish, and there were strict kosher laws. And secondly, a lot of the food in those days, especially meat, had been sacrificed to the gods or the idols of those days. So many of the ancient cultures viewed eating meat sacrificed to idols as an act of worship. Daniel knew that if he were to eat the meat and drink the wine, that he would be, in essence, participating in idol worship that was acceptable in the culture. Everybody did it, but he knew that it would violate his conscience. So as a 15 or 16-year-old boy, he approaches the chief of staff, so to speak, and he says to him, hey, I have a proposition for you. I would like for us, not to have to eat the meat and the wine, but we'll eat the vegetables and the food because it would violate our conscience if we had to eat the meat. Now, he was taking a big risk. He was embracing a test. He was basically saying, I've drawn a line in the sand that I'm not willing to cross. And if there is a consequence to it, I will take the consequence. But I have resolved that I will not defile myself before God. Now, this is a powerful statement for a young man to take. And it tells us in verse 10, but the official told Daniel, I'm afraid of my lord the king who's assigned your food and drink. Why should he see you looking worse than the other young men your age? The king would have my head because of you. In other words, what the chief was saying is, hey, normally when you eat meat, you get a little beefier. You look better. And if I don't feed you what everybody else is eating, then you're going to look skinny and not as healthy as the other people, and I'm going to lose my job or my life because of this. So this was a dilemma. There was a test that was happening. But Daniel had decided, I'm not going to cross this line. I'm not going to defile myself. If my conscience is against it, I will not do it, no matter what the cost will be. I will not do it. You see, unless you make a resolve, I am convinced that unless you decide in advance what you're going to do, that what happens in the moment of pressure, unless you make a strong resolve, chances are that under pressure, you're going to cave into the pressure unless there's a clear drawn line. Are you tracking with me? A young girl goes off to college. She's 18 years old, coming from a faith background, Christian background. Meets a guy that's a clean-cut, nice young college kid. She thinks, I can bring him to mom. Mom will probably like him. He likes the fact that she's a Christian. He likes the fact that she goes to church and that has a strong faith. But they get into the relationship, and then suddenly he starts to say, hey, we're 3-4 months into this relationship. You know, I don't feel like I'm getting the kind of love that I want or need from you to give because we're 3 or 4 months into it. I mean, look, everybody else on campus, 3 or 4 months into the dating relationship, they're already having sex together, but you're withholding from me. And, you know, I'm starting to feel a little bit left out, like you don't love me, like what's going on. And so in the middle of one of these intense, passionate kisses in a car late at night, he starts to float his hands to places that he shouldn't float his hands and get a little bit more aggressive. And there is a decision that she has to make in the heat of the moment. And the decision has to be, will I cross this line or not? And can I tell you something? Listen, unless that line is clearly resolved in advance, if you don't have a clear decision about what you're going to do, if you don't have a clear line in your mind, if you haven't clearly stated that line, then in the heat of passion, in the moment of pressure, when you're not thinking straight, where he's saying, hey, we love each other, what's wrong with this? Then I can guarantee you, you will cross that line unless you determine in advance what that line is. Unless you resolve in your mind in advance, make a strong decision in advance, then you will not maintain sexual standards or purity in your life. You will cross those lines guaranteed unless you've made a strong resolve in your mind. When that young woman goes off to college and in her mind she says, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I belong to God. I have an allegiance to God above anything. If there's a boyfriend that's worth dating, then he's gonna have to commit to waiting until he puts a ring on my finger, and then I will give myself fully to him. But I will not cross the line until then. That's called a resolve.
You've been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe and his message called The Power of Resolve, which is from our brand new series entitled Allegiance, Kingdom Living in a Foreign Land. As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. CDs are only $5 plus shipping. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 24 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.